What's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Cafe Entree podcast. I am your host, Cafe Entree, and my podcast is where we discuss all the latest things happening in our favorite industries, which is television, film, food, entertainment. Before we go into our latest stories, I want you guys to do me a favor. Look for me and find me on your favorite podcast apps, whether that be Spotify, Amazon, Deezer. Also, make sure you subscribe and become a member of my YouTube channel and also follow me on social media. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Timothée Chalamet. Timothée has been making a lot of noise, has been dropping a lot of box office hits. Everybody's been loving him. I love him myself. I think he's a really great actor. I think whatever he's been in, whatever he does something, he's definitely makes it happen. He's definitely doing Warner Brothers a favor by bringing a lot of box office hits to them, as far as with Doom and Wonka. And Warner Brothers is loving this guy so much that they decided to say, you know what, Tim? We want to keep you around and we want to keep you for ourselves. So let's make a deal. So Timothée has inked a very lucrative first look deal with Warner Brothers, not only as a actor, but as a producer as well. Now, some of y'all probably wondering, what's the first look deal? Can you give us the information about it? That's why your boy is here, to break it down for you guys so you can understand it. Because that's what's part of my podcast, what I do. I don't just talk about the stuff, but I also entertain and educate you guys as well. So you guys need to notice. A first look deal is when a production company or an actor, in this case, let's just say Timothée, when he signs a deal with the studio, he comes to Warner Brothers and say, hey, I have a project that I want to do. Are you guys interested? Warner Brothers listens to the pitch of the project and they decide, hey or nay. Now, if Warner Brothers says no, then he can take that project to other studios who are interested. But while he's under this first look deal, any project that he does, he has to bring it to Warner Brothers first. Let me say that again. Any project that he does or that he wants to do under this first look deal with Warner Brothers, Warner Brothers gets first dibs on it. Now, if they reject it, then he's free to go to somebody else and say, hey, you know what? I got this project. Are you interested? Yes or no? But so far, I would say that I don't see Warner Brothers really rejecting some of the projects that he has lined up, because so far he has proven himself to be a box office draw that people love. And I'm pretty sure Warner Brothers is like, hey, whatever you want to do, we're going to be all for it. And let me take that back. I'm sorry. Got a little tongue tied. And I'm happy to see this, because you're starting to see this now with a lot of film studios. What they're doing is that with actors who are approved, with actors or production companies, well, I would just say with actors who have proven themselves to become box office draws and that the public and the people love, the studio is saying, hey, we don't want to let this person go and take those ideas and take that money over somebody else. We want to get all that money. So now studios are going back to where they're coming to these actors saying, hey, we want to work out first look deals or work out multi-year deals with you guys to do productions under our production studio. And we've seen this happen a lot because, and also that these deals have been very lucrative. We've seen this happen with Clint Eastwood, because Clint Eastwood has been with Warner Brothers forever. Everything Clint Eastwood has done has been under Warner Brothers and his production company. So he's definitely got a lot of pull over there. And even though Clint He's gotten older and he does not have that box office draw like he used to, but Warner Brothers still continue to work with him. And we even saw this with Eddie Murphy and Paramount. When Eddie Murphy was up and coming and was making a lot of noise in the industry, Paramount was like, hey, we don't want Eddie Murphy to go nowhere. So they signed him to a multi-year production deal with Paramount. And we saw how that paid off. And now they're doing this with Timothy Chalamet. So I'm glad to see that studios are going back to doing that. And I'm glad to see that actors now are not just being actors where they're coming on to a project and say, hey, just pay me as an actor. They're becoming producers now. They're starting to understand that, hey, you know, I have to be more than just hire talent. You know, and we start, and when I say that, because we see what's going on with a lot of actors. We saw the whole thing with Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard saying that they was not being paid or they were not being confiscated the way that they should. And I'm not going to go into all of that because you can look at my video that I did about that because I expressed how I feel about that. But I would say that this is the time now for, well, I wouldn't say this is the time, but you're starting to see a lot of talent now, especially a lot of young up-and-coming talent, that they're starting to say, hey, I'm not just going to be an actor on this project. I want to get a piece of this. I want to be a producer. I want to be executive producer. I want to be a writer. And that's what they should be doing. Because what that does is that not only does it help to diversify yourself and diversify your career, but it opens up the door for you to have more opportunities. So I'm very excited about him and his deal with Warner Brothers. And I'm hoping to see more and more actors, you know, especially a lot of Black actors, that they start to understand this and start to jump on this and start to open themselves up to want to do these type of deals instead of just being hired help. And like I said, Timothy Chalamet, he deserves it because, like I said, the guy, I mean, everything he's done so far has been hits. You know, with the Dune series, that has been box office hit. The Wonka film, that was another box office hit. He got an independent film that he did called Bones and All. If you guys haven't seen that, if you can stomach it, go see it, because it's with him. It's a love story about two cannibals. So I'm not going to give you the details about it, but check it out. You'll like it. But if you can stomach it, you know, and then also he's going to be doing the Bob Dylan movie. So he's got a lot of projects under his belt. He's definitely that new guy in Hollywood that people are talking about. So just have to wait back and see what he's going to do. But I can't wait to see him and his Bob Dylan project and what else he's going to be doing for Warner Brothers. So we got to stay tuned for that. The next thing I want to talk about is Beetlejuice. Yep. The movie that we all grew up and loved back in the day with Michael Keaton, Gina Davis, and Winona Ryder is back. The juice is loose, baby. They dropped a teaser trailer for Beetlejuice 2, and it was just a teaser. It wasn't a full trailer, just a teaser. But I can say this, seeing that teaser, it definitely caught a lot of people's attention. It definitely was something just to put on your taste buds to get you excited to see this movie. And from what I saw with the teaser trailer and what they said about what the project is about and the cast, you know, it's definitely something that I'm going to put on my list to check out when it drops. Because, you know, you got Michael Keaton, you got Winona Ryder. And then also you have Jenna Ortega. And if I'm not mistaken, Jenna Ortega is supposed to be playing the daughter of Winona Ryder in this film. So, but putting all those elements together, and oh, let me not forget, they also brought back Tim Burton to do this. And we already know the very tight, very successful work relationship that Tim Burton and Michael Keaton has, you know, from Batman to other projects that they've done. So now to see these guys working back together again is only going to just bring that magic back that we all love. Now, the question everybody wants to know is, you know, they did Beetlejuice years ago and they're bringing it back. Can it have the same impact that it had back in the day? Because, you know, times has changed. It was a whole different era back then than it is now. It's a new audience, a new generation. I think that it will be successful. I don't think it will probably be like a huge box office success, but I think it will definitely be successful. And I think it's going to open up, well, I'm going to say think, but I know it's going to open up doors to Beetlejuice to a whole new generation of new Beetlejuice fans. That's what I see happening. Now, I know some of y'all probably think like, oh, I'm trying to be like a hater, trying to diss it. I'm not being a hater, not trying to diss it. This is just my opinion. Because like I said, the last Beetlejuice was done like 20, 30 some years ago. So now they're bringing it back now. So I'm just curious to see what the outcome of this film is going to be. That's why I'm saying I'm not going to get my hopes up to think like it's going to be like this big multi-million dollar, billion dollar success. I do believe it's going to be successful. And not only that, happy to see Michael Keaton back acting, because we haven't seen Michael Keaton in a while. We know he had did some projects here and there, then he kind of disappeared for a little bit. Then he came back, did a few projects. Then he was in the Spider-Man. He did something with Spider-Man with the Vulture and all that. And then we saw him in The Flash. So we definitely seen him making his rounds. But I'm upset, just like a lot of us is upset, because when they were supposed to do a Batman Beyond and Tim Burton and Michael Keaton, Michael Keaton was definitely all open to doing it. He was saying that it was said that he would only do Batman Beyond if Tim Burton was involved with it. Well, we saw what that went with Warner Brothers. And then also they had released the images of an animated Batman Beyond that Warner Brothers passed up on, that was also written and developed by the same people that did the Across the Spider-Verse. So I don't know what Warner Brothers is doing, why they passed up on the Batman Beyond. You know, some people may say because, you know, James Gunn has got the whole Batman and Robin film coming out. Then they got the Batman 2 coming out. So it didn't make no sense to do another Batman. But I'm going to say I totally disagree with that. They should at least do a Batman Beyond. You know, of course, if you can't do it as live action, it would definitely be pulled off. I say it would be it would generate a much bigger audience if it was done as a animated film, because let's just be honest, for years and years, Warner Brothers, their live action movies was hit and misses, but their animated movies was always on point. They never failed with animated movies. Hell, and the animated movies was better as the live action movies. So I don't see why they would not, and why they would pass on the animated version of Batman Beyond. But, you know, that's another topic for another time. Hopefully they will come to their senses and say, let's do this. So we just have to see. But I am definitely curious to see how Beetlejuice is going to turn out. I'm definitely going to buy my ticket to check it out. So you guys let me know how you feel about the topics I discussed today. You know, Timothy Chalamet getting his first look deal with Warner Brothers, the teaser trailer for Beetlejuice 2. Let's have this conversation. Like, comment, subscribe. Stay tuned.